Okay, the so this week's parasha, we have the command of the Nero Samarocha, to light the menorah, right? So after Moshe Rabbeinu, right, instructs Aaron of how to do it, says, Vayask Kein Aaron, Kasher Tzivash Moshe, right? Aaron did exactly as Moshe Rabbeinu commanded. Right, so says Rashi, Lagit Shvachu Shal Aaron Shaloshida, to praise Aaron, that he didn't do anything different. You know, he did exactly what he was told. Of course, he's an Orthodox Jew. it's praise. They didn't do anything different. Of course, it's, you know, every Orthodox Jew should do the mitzvahs exactly as commanded. Okay? So to understand this, you know, the midrash from this week's parsha, you just pop open any Medrash Rabbah, you know, the four or five, maybe even 10 midrashim, first 10 midrashim, in all different styles, are talking about, they're fascinated. Fascinated that we light the menorah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see in the dark, and he's the one who created the light. And here we are, you know, giving light to he who created all light. It's like many different styles that the Medrash deals with it. It's like the Medrash is fascinated. And the Medrash says it all on the word Bahaloscha. Because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, sorry, why didn't say Bahadikcha? Why Bahaloscha? Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the honor of lighting the menorah for him, that Am Yisrael is Meir, Lemi Shemeir Le'olam Kula. We give light to he who gives light to the whole world. Right? So it's an aliyah for us. It's an honor for us that we give light to he who gives light to the whole world. So there's, like I said, there's many different midrashim on this. I want to quote one of them, which I want to go back to, amongst the many different, like it gives like many different metaphors. Where the question is what the whole fascination is. But one of them is like this. A sighted man was leading a blind man. You know, it's his aide. You know, leading him, you know, through the streets, you know, and escorts him and helps him around the house. And then, you know, he brings him to home. And he says, okay, now I want you to do something for me. He puts in his hand a candle and a match. I want you to light this candle for me. So I should light a candle for you. You're my eyes. You know, you're the one. You know, well, no, I want you to feel good about yourself, that you did something for me also. So also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sighted one, and we're the blind people, and brings Pesukim to, the Am Yisrael is called blind, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to light the menorah for him, that we should feel good about ourselves. Right? But here's the question, you could say it by any mitzvah. What mitzvah can't you say about it? And as a matter of fact, there is a different medrash in a whole different place, a medrash in Tillim on the pasuk Mig di mani vashem, whoever came before me that I pay. Meaning, no one ever did pinyan aben before I gave him a kid. No one ever did tzitzis before I gave him a garment to wear. No one ever did makeh before I gave him a house, etc., etc., etc. So that medrash over there, elsewhere, talks about that. It's by all mitzvahs that way. Whoever brought a korban, if Hashem didn't give you the animal for, so you could be makrit. So why is the medrash in this week's parsha fascinated? I'm fascinated that we light the menorah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's any mitzvah that we do. We give him tzitzis. He gave us the garment, he gave us the tzitzis strings. Right? It's by any mitzvah. So why is menorah different? That the menorah is like more fascinated that we do the menorah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here's a question, right? If you're going to, who here builds? Anyone here builds?
Builds?
Builds, like houses? Anyone? No, in the business.
Just mentally.
All right. If you build a house, when are you going to turn on the lights? In the house that you're building. It's not a trick question.
When the foundation's ready for it.
Right. When it's done, it's probably the last thing you do. Yeah. It's the last thing you do, right? The house is built, then you connect it to the electric company, right? Then. Turn on the lights is like the last thing. So why is it that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the first thing he created was light? There's nothing to see. It was like mamish nothing. Right? If, you know, creation should be created the light after something to see at least. You know, the first thing he created was light. What's the message in that? And so my Rebbe, Moshe Shapira, Zichron Levracha, taught us, and it's based on a maral. Like, how do you define existence? You know, what is to exist? The definition of existence is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show you. That's what it says, you know, existence. Right, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show it to you, then as far as you're concerned, it doesn't exist. It's the whole Indian that we're supposed to, like, be observers observers of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us. Everything that, you know, is supposed to, like the Lashon HaChazal, for instance, as an example, Asir Adam Lissin is Din Al Kol Masha Ro Einav Lo Nenabo. You're going to pay Din V'cheshbon, everything that your eyes saw, and you didn't partake in. Yeah, of course, partake in the Shem Shemayim. So it's not, don't go overboard on that Yerushalmi, but whatever. You know, that's what Chazal say, Suma Choshuv Kemes. A guy who's blind is considered to be dead. Well, that's a very cruel thing to say. You know, by the way, Suma is a bardas. A cherish is not a bardas, but he's not considered kemes. The Suma is Choshuv Kemes. So the pshat is like this, because he's out of reality. Because reality is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you. You know? And that's why the first thing created was light. Because light is the ability to see. Because that's the yesod of reality. So the Suma who can't see is Choshev Kames. Right? Now, of course, you have to see it God's way, right? He wants you to see it his way. And that's why Torah is called light. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. Torah, and we say, it's interesting. What do we say in Dari? V'ha'er einenu b'sara secha. Right? You know, enlighten our eyes with your Torah. The Torah is supposed to give us a perspective. We should see the world the way the Rebbe wanted to show it to us. You know, see it with his light. And unfortunately, the light of the world, as it is, it's through the media, the fake news, right? The, we can say fake news here.
Sure.
Right. That's not the correct perspective. You know, that's what we daven lost in love or chadash al tzion toyer v'nizke kulanu mera la'oro. The lost in love, like the Torah will be like the natural light of the world, and everyone will see things the way the Rebbe Hashem wants it to be seen, and we'll have the Torah perspective on everything. And that's the whole creation is what HaKadosh wanted to show us. You know, just we need the light of the Torah to see it in that light, as we say. Right? So with that in mind, you can understand what's amazing, what the Medrash is blown away by. We make light. Because light is reality itself. Right? You should want to see things by Hashem's light. Right? And here we are, we're making light. That means we put a perspective on reality. Right? And that's really the miracle of Torah Shebaal Peh. That Torah Shebaal Peh, which is in our hands, we're Koveya, and we can even say Lo Bashamayimi. Rabbi Yeshua argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Baskol that defended Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Lo Bashamayimi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs, Nitzchuni Banai, you beat me. And that's the light of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's, the Chazal tell us, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, Ner Mitzvah, candlelight, which is the light we make, is Torah Shebaal Peh. V'Torah Or, whereas natural light, that's Torah Shebechsav. No, we don't play with the texts, right? The Torah Shebechsav, Hashem wrote it, and we leave it the way it is. And, Torah Shebaal Peh, that's the candle that we light. And what the Neiros HaMa'arocha symbolize, is an amazing thing. HaKadosh will put perspective of reality in our hands, and he's going to go along with it. It's mamash connected to the aura of Torah Shebaal Peh, and which goes, so natural light, which is the light of Torah Shebechsav, which is where originally Torah came from, goes heaven downwards, like the sun in heaven, shines down on us, top down. Torah originally came from Shemaim to Aretz, and Torah Shebechsav remains that way. HaKadosh was speaking to us through the letters in the books, and we're not going to touch any of that, we're not going to change any of that. Torah Shebaal Peh, bottom up. We sit, we learn, and we're Mechadish, and we're Paskin. Right, and it goes bottom. It's Bahalos Chasaneros. It goes bottom up. Right, that's what the pasuk is about. Emes me eretz titzmach. Emes is coming up from the earth. It's coming up. It's Bahalos Chasaneros, and that's what the Medrash finds amazing. Right, that the idea of what the Neros HaMa'arocha is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm entrusting the light of Torah to you, and you're going to be kovei reality. And the way Am Yisrael paskins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be manig the world that way. It's an amazing thing. It's frightening. The way Bezdin Shomata paskins, the Chavos Yar speaks about this in a tshuva. He just can't get his head around it, right? He says that talking Kabbalistically, we're taught al pi Kabbal. You do mitzvahs, you fix the world. Matter of fact, we were just talking about this today. You do an avera, you ruin the world. You corrupt the world. So he asked the question like this, says the Chavos Yar. You have Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? which everyone knows that Baskel Kerat said, Eil Veil Devel Kim Chaim. They have a machlokas about Tsoras Erva, where, you know, man dies without kids, you know, and he has two wives, right? Now, one of his wives is Osir on the Yavam, right? So the Yavam can't marry, Sechi of Koris, right? But he has another wife. He has two wives, and, you know, the other one's also, you know, he had no kids from either of them. The Tsora, the co-wife, could marry the Yavam, or not. You know, it's a machlokas Beisham Beisho, Beishamai Matir Na Tsoras La'achim. Beishamai says that co-wife could marry the, and we don't paskin, we paskin like Beisho, just like the Erva's Petura. So also all the co-wives are Potter, and therefore, if that woman would marry the Yavam, it's a chi of Koris of Eishes Ach Shelo B'makom Mitzvah. Because you're only allowed, your brother's wife generally is chi of Koris. Yibum overrides it, but if there's no chi of Yibum, it goes back to being an Eishes Ach Shelo B'makom Mitzvah. So he says like this, you know. So it says the Chavos Yaris, he just exclaims his amazement. He doesn't have an answer. He exclaims his amazement, right? Like, how can you say Eil Veil Devel Kim Chaim? How is the universe wired up? According to Beis Hillel, if you marry that Tsaras Erva, you did a terrible Chi of Koris, and that's a big gam in your lamas, right? According to Beis Shammai, if you marry Tsaras Erva, you did the amazing mitzvah of Yibum, which is a big tikkun for the Nesham of the Mace. Which way is the world wired? Right? And how can you say Eil Veil Devel Kim Chaim? Is it a pagam will ruin the world, or is it going to be matak in the world? The answer is, he doesn't say an answer, right? He has it in parentheses in that tshuva, Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, right? You know, the answer is that, you know, reality is very multidimensional and super complex, and we could determine reality. We could determine reality, and Lefida, how the Bezna go to Pastas that door, HaKadosh is going to rewire reality. That's why Baalos Chasaneros, you know, we put a perspective on reality, and we're Kovea reality, right? That's what's amazing. That is what's amazing. Now, you might think having that creative power, you take the power and run with it and do what you want. That's lahagid shvach hashan shloshina. Right? The shevach of Aaron that, you know, even though there's all this creative power that the Neros Marko, you know, symbolizes, who's entrusting reality hand, we only want to work and put a perspective on reality, lefi das tera, lefi das tera. We don't want to take it to make our own, you know, mutant world. We want to try to do the best to be in line with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted. Right, that's Lagid Shvach Shom Shloshina. Now with that, you go back to this medrash, you know, which is one of many in this week's parsha, that, you know, gives the mashal of a guy who's sighted and a guy who's blind. And then, you know, finally, you know, the sighted guy leads the blind guy into it and says, now you light the candle. Make light for me. Amazing, the marriage is saying something very, very deep. We have no clue how big what we're doing. Like the blind guy, he doesn't even appreciate the extent of light that he's created when he lights the candle. Like only a Kodesh Baruch Hu could really appreciate what we do, you know, when we are Mechadish Torah. We're like, well, it's not, what we're doing, we're involved in something much bigger than what we can understand. A Kodesh Baruch Hu entrusted more power than we could possibly appreciate in our hands. Right, but that's the thing, you know. So the blind man is going to give light to the sighted man, and now the sighted man is going to walk by his light, that of the candle he just lit, right? But the guy's got to know, hey, I'm blind, so don't play around, right? So follow the directions that the sighted guy does, you know, gives you of how to bring the match candle. Otherwise, you're going to light the whole house on fire, right? And that's also the tremendous creative power that there is in Torah and the Torah Shebaal Peh, right? We have to be very, very careful. You know, that to keep the Gedorim of Talmud Torah, to learn in the Derech that Chazal gave us, you know, with the Midas Shatar address them, the types of Svaras that there are in the Gemaras, the types of Kashas, Kapsa, to keep very much on the straight and narrow, because we're playing with fire. Fire that we can't even see. But that's what the Meresh is so blown away by. That light that's too big for us to see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusted to us, that we should raise it up and be Koveya the way he's going to be manning the world. All right, thank you very much.
Great, great.